This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and I don't know what your plans are this weekend, but why not make them fishing? I'm joined this morning by Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie. How are you today, Leon?
Oh, absolutely fantastic, Jordan. You know what I want you to do this week?
What's that?
For me, perhaps next week. Can you not start swimming early hours of the morning and using my towel?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because it's freezing cold in the morning, isn't it? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's especially the last few days, it's been very hard to get out of bed doing Brekkie Radio.
It is, but you know the reason I bring it up, there's some good things that come with cold weather in the water.
So yes.
Usually in April we have our onslaught of squid comes along because the water temperature changes just a wee bit. And so with this cold weather, I'm thinking that there could be a couple of things that might turn up a bit earlier. Squid might be one of them. We've got the tail end of yellowfin whiting that... is starting to sort of wind down a little bit. Blue swimmer crabs prior to this week had been absolutely marching across the bottom of the ocean. So I believe that we'll still have those for well over a month now. So if any of our anglers want to get out and have a bit of a decent try, we'll start at some of the renowned areas. If you don't want to go all the way to Port Davis, you can start at Third Creek Patches. But Port Davis seems to be a good option as well if you run out on the oval there. You should be able to pick up some nice ones. But yellowfin whiting, I think just have a squid jag over in the back end, the rod holder and all that sort of stuff while you're having a crab, and you might be very, very surprised. Some of the early sites that you see for King George whiting, which usually like top end towards Spitz, Checkerboy area and all that sort of stuff, and also Eastern Shoal, it wouldn't hurt if you're out that far to just have a line for whiting. You might be able to find a nice first feed of King George whiting as well.
No worries.
So that's about all I have for you, my friend.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for joining me today, Leon.
No problem. See you later.
That was Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie on your Classic It's Breakfast. If you're going fishing this weekend, you want to know what exactly you're going to find and where you're going to find it. So I'm joined this morning by Kevin from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo. How are you this morning, Kevin?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. What are we looking forward to this weekend?
Okay. Starting off down at Wallaroo at the moment... Now, there's some crabs starting to improve off the Wallaroo Jetty with some larger ones moving in into the shallow waters as it starts to warm up. So they are getting a little bit better down there in size. Jetty also has some garfish in the morning along with some good-sized squid and a few yellowfin in the shallows as well. And they're also moving along most of the beaches at the moment, the yellowfin, so it's a good chance to go down there and get down there while it's nice and warm and go and flick around for a few of them because they're a good feed. Now, out in the boats, they're getting amongst some good blueies out there as well. They're really big out there at the moment in that deeper water, with good amounts of squid also coming in around Point Riley. There's still some good size in brim in the marina too, if the guys want to go throw a few lures around down there. Okay, Moona Bay Jetty has got some squid along with a few tommies at night down there. Port Hughes has some yellowfin in the shallows and a few squid as well. Okay, out in the boats from Port Hughes, there's some good-sized whiting coming from south of the Cape, right through to Balgowan still. So lots of really good fish there in that deeper water where the cold water is. There's some really good garfish and squid still out of the lighthouse. And also there's plenty of snook coming from at the end of the Cape down there around the marker pole. So... good chance to go and chase a few of them using your paravane or a few lures to throw at them. So, yeah, that's it. About all we got, mate.
No worries. Well, hopefully it's a full-on weekend for everyone looking to catch something. And, well, I'm sure you'll be busy with the work on the Complete Angler.
Yeah, no, I'm always busy down here, mate. So, yeah, we're always happy to see the customers too, mate.
No worries. That was Kevin from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo on your Classic It's Breakfast.